K-State Nation, what's going on, y'all? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, another winning edition of this postcast on the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer III here, recording this instant reaction, you want to call it, here on Saturday night, February 8th, 2025. This will go out as soon as the final whistle goes down. In Louisiana. So we're going to have this right there for y'all late into the night, whatever happens in New Orleans between Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. Meanwhile, K-State sports, all things K-State athletics, Purple Project Podcast, whether that's football, men's, women's basketball, oh my goodness, damn. We'll get to the women there. I don't know what that was that I just saw from the women's basketball team, but that's going to be a separate podcast, obviously, so stay tuned for that. There as well, indoor track, women's golf, volleyball, women's soccer. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of Sunday night to listen to this episode. We appreciate it so much and continue to spread the word, K-State Nation, wherever you live in Manhattan, Kansas City, Denver, or elsewhere. Continue to spread the word about the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics, your K-State team every day. Don't forget about our channel over on Podbean. I will get those up momentarily. I recorded two projects over there. I really need to get those up. Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. Again, Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast. K-State men's. This is postcast, focusing on men's basketball for right now. This episode, the momentum continues for this basketball team. And I just heard, I'm not gonna fast forward just yet. I don't want to jinx it, but I just heard ESPN, just watched the highlights again. I listened to the rest of this basketball game on the way. They should have played this in Overland Park, where I was earlier today. They were playing Creighton, somebody else. They should have had this K-State game on instead, because we, once again, own Kansas and Manhattan for the third straight year. K-State upsets Kansas. By the count of 81-73, Kansas came into Manhattan this afternoon, ranked. Okay, I thought I saw somewhere where KU was 11th in there, but according to what I got here, they were ranked 16th in the country, and we knew, going in here, even I knew, that Kansas has been inconsistent on the road. And when it comes to Manhattan, Kansas, them being in the Octagon of Doom, shout out to the students and the folks, K-State Nation, for showing out there. I can hear what's going on back in the background. Wyatt Thompson, Stan Weber, who called the games on the radio for Kansas State. Long time play-by-play and color commentaries there as well. Brought the noise. And this team has... we know the winning formula now. Everybody has to chip it. Ain't no superstar. No one superstar is going to carry Kansas State, right? We have seen this pattern. This is why Kansas State now on a 5-game winning streak now. Another ranked opponent. Oh, yeah, by the way. Another ranked opponent goes down in the Octagon of Doom. This time in Kansas there. 11,000 folks. So pretty much sold out there as well. And not only that, you have the K-State basketball legends in the house. Michael Beasley showed up in support of K-State. How about that? I have not listened to the interview that 3MOPOD did. I'll do that this week, depending on what happens with the Super Bowl coming up. And this podcast, this episode, will go out on the conclusion of that. So I'm going to have this probably posted at 10 o'clock somewhere in there for tomorrow night. Michael Beasley, this is Barry Brown? Yeah, I heard Barry Brown's name in there as well. So K-State showed out. David Gasson with the emphatic dunk to say, you know what, to KU there. As for the second straight game, David Gasson, 20 or more points, leading the Cats there. He scored 22 over the win. It helped K-State get by Arizona State the other night this week. He gets 20 more points with that slam jam there to rock Bramlage once again, and it's deja vu all over again. We have seen this story too many times when it comes to Kansas State and Kansas in Bramlage. Comes down to an emphatic slam jam. The one that comes to my mind, obviously, is Cartier Jada. Obviously, that no matter what happened, obviously, with Jada, but no matter what, that will be in K-State lore, and David Gasson added his name right there into the ranks. And this team, this K-State, was in control throughout this basketball game. I kept track of it in and out a little bit. I wanted to be present what was going on around me today, which was fun as well. And K-State brought the fun themselves as well, the kids as well. And now, looking at what their record is now, Kansas State, I don't want to jump the gun right now, but I just heard ESPN people on the halftime show, Shane, that K-State has worked themselves back into the conversation. Don't want to jinx it or anything, but like I said, building blocks, continue to work, continue to get better. Kansas State now over 500 for the first time since non-con, 12-11, and now 5-5 in the Big 12 conference. How about that, folks? 5-game winning streak is the longest for Kansas State, similar to the 5-game winning streak. You got to go back not too long, November 22nd through December 9th of 23, while it's the longest such streak in Big 12 play. 5-game winning streak. This team, David Gasson, Coleman Hawkins, this team started 1-6. We thought they were done. They're cooked. Over. Done. Right? And all of a sudden now, you catch momentum. And all momentum is a beautiful thing in college sports. It doesn't matter. I said, this is not the first time I've said this on the show, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer, your host here, postcast, still in Sunflower Showdown, another upset of Kansas in Bramlage today, 81-73. Look, we see this all the time in athletics. You have that momentum, the other team, if they go against it, it's going to be hard to stop. And it was there as well. Gasson, back to him. David Gasson. Ooh-wee. 20 more points, as I said. 9 of 13 from the field, 7 rebounds in 33 minutes. Let's go ahead and enter in that box score for a little bit here in the podcast. I just can't believe what happened to women today. I just can't have what is going on. It flipped. That was the K-State men's basketball team early. Now, we'll catch on that, but I'm still stunned at what happened in Stillwater with them, but. Speaking of stunning, this has been a tremendous turnaround. Jerome Tang, the coaching staff. Jerome Tang, by the way, head coach of the men's basketball team. Kansas State, 44-36 after halftime. It was draw even in the second half of this basketball game here. KU didn't make a run late. Try to make things a lot interesting late. Zeke Mayo, especially him. Zeke Mayo, 15 points. Let me see. 5 assists. Hunter Dickinson led the kid Kansas there. 21 more points on 9 rebounds on the other end. Yeah. I think Wyatt said both teams shot 50% from the field in this basketball game. Doug McDaniel, once again, 15 points. A steal for him. And double-double for McDaniel. 15 and 11 assists. I believe the radio broadcast brought something up on McDaniel there about the assist mark there. What a complete turnaround there. Him, Coleman Hawkins added 12 more, along with Max Jones as well. Brennan Halson, 9 points. DJ Jones, 7. Moby Ingaroa added 6. And David Castillo did see only a couple minutes of action right there as well. I just got a notification there. 50% Kansas State. 40% shooting from downtown in this basketball game, right? And 66% shooting from the free throw line. Second chance points, 4. Points in the paint, 40. Fast break points, 40. Okay, fast break points, 14. We're getting too excited for this KZ men's basketball team right now, who has worked themselves right back in this conversation. Again, I'm trying not to jinx it, get too excited. But again, when you're playing good basketball right now, hard to fake it, right? Hard. Not to get back excited again, and you're truly, and we're thinking about trying to get out there to Manhattan. But well, we're going to be in Manhattan regardless. Again, I keep saying that on this podcast, but it's true. But Manhattan for a basketball game, and we are trying to figure that out. I know I'm looking too far down the road. We're probably looking at Iowa State, folks. That's the last game of the regular season for Kansas State. So kind of got that circled there as well. That's beginning. That's next month, actually, there as well. So it's not, that's a month out, actually. So soon enough, we're going to be done with basketball. That's crazy. Crazy, folks. And Kansas State men's basketball. Shout out Kansas State Nation showing up when this team was down and out. This team has found something. I think it was Scott Drew. I blame it on that. Thank you, Scott Drew, head coach of Baylor, for that. But I'm happy. This was I'm trying to look at the positives of the other day. And so we're not gonna touch that. I'm keep that on the other end. But yeah, we're gonna focus on positive. It's mostly been a positive day Saturday when your team wins. Now again, Casey Moore's basketball. We're gonna touch on that. When I record next on that one, what the hell happened? But what the hell happened in Manhattan is Kansas State men's basketball turning things around right now, and they are sitting right there. Let me see. I don't have anything for. No, I don't. I do not. So let's go to the schedule now. So this is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports postcast. K-State men's basketball upsets Kansas third. Seed, well, actually, this is the third ranked opponent that K-State has upset at home this season as well. Let me see if you're going to cooperate. Yes, you are. Let's see. Next up, Arizona. Wear lavender, baby. Ooh-wee! That sweet lavender, baby. Lavender purple. Next up, Arizona. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock tip in Bramers Coliseum as K-State looks to continue to have the good times roll right now. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead. Let's take a look. Let's take a little peek at the Big 12 stage right now. Well, might as well, right? Because we're down and out. We're bombing the league, and now sitting there, you moved up to the top half of the second half right there. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yep, right there. And you get another win here because right now you're locked up. For the first half spot with West Virginia, BYU has less loss than the Mountaineers. You beat the Mountaineers already, so technically you have the tiebreaker on them. So you're pretty much in the top half of the league. So how about the rise of this Wildcats basketball team, folks, right now? Yes, we have Houston 11-1, Arizona second. So you're welcoming another tough opponent. To Bramlage here. Arizona comes up in here on Tuesday night. Let's see, 16-6 overall, and they're 10-1 to cover. They are a game back right now as I finish up this postcast of Houston. That's where we're sitting at right now. But congratulations to all right now of David Gasson right there. David Gasson, the coaching staff, Tang, and this team, they got a lot of momentum. And this will be another big step. You can take down Arizona at home Tuesday night. Continue to take. I'm going to keep on saying. I'm going to keep on riding it. Keep on riding it, baby. Keep on riding it. Work on the block. Keep building. Keep working on those building blocks, baby. And we'll just see what happens. See on the other side. But right there, you got the tiebreaker over West Virginia. You're pretty much in the top half of the league. So a job well done today. Hey, Sunflower Showdown. We still own Kansas in Manhattan. We take them down. 16-ranked Kansas goes down today, 81-73. And this will come out. This will come out after Super Bowl 59. I'm gonna go ahead and lock. After I get off here, I'm gonna lock this in about 10 o'clock ish. So, depending on what happens here, it could be a party here or not. we'll see what happens. Where I'm just ready to get that game over with. To be honest with you, ready to get it over with. Get it here right now. And actually, we're recording. Less than 24 hours out. So by the time this comes out, it's gonna be over. So I'm just ready to get it done. Get the football season done and over with. It's gonna be baseball season. It's gonna be baseball season here for K-State baseball here pretty soon. And it's gonna be. I was just gonna mention this anyway because. It'll be moot point, but three players from the women's basketball team, I saw this on social media. We'll be in Topeka tomorrow, I believe. Imani Lester, Taryn Sides. I'm not sure of the other one. Damn it. I should know it. But that's two to three going to be there. I don't know the third. top of my head. But again, it'll be a moot point because once this episode rolls out to the purple carpet, it's going to be meaningless. But we'll mention it on the Women's Podcast episode for sure there as we try to figure out what the hell happened with K-State Women's basketball. When we beat TCU, I said, avoid a letdown. Well, that's to be continued. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content. I'll see you back on here and probably the middle of the week we're shooting for that. So we'll see what happens on that note. Again, Podbean, Greer 3 Ace Podcast for more bonus coverage. I'm going to get those out before this night's over so you guys can listen to it, even though it's a couple days old. But still, it's good information for you guys as well. So K-State Nation, make sure you download the Podbean app right now. Greer 3 Ace Podcast is the channel. That's going to wrap things up on this winning edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Kansas State men's basketball upsets 16th ranked Kansas 81-73. Eddie Greer, the Pro Project Podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri, continues on through the weekend. Go Cats!